Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, recording at 9:39 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, what's going on here in the markets right now? Well, I think the main story is the ongoing reaction and consolidation phase, as I have mostly described it. That Fuller Money has really been predicting since the end of January. Now, this began gradually with first some softness showing up in the European markets, and that includes the Eastern European markets. And also some of the commodity producers, although not all of them, but Brazil's an obvious candidate, the South American markets are similarly affected. And it's gradually spread. The markets that have held out best, definitely, they're the U.S., which has been very strong, although it's soft in here today. New Zealand, Mexico, Turkey, the German DAX, the strong spot in Europe, Indonesia, the Philippines. It's really only about seven markets today that are still holding out and performing, and gradually the others have been reined in, and I think that this reaction and consolidation process, a corrective process for some, will really rein in all stock markets this month. Now, in saying that, I'm going against the historic data, which I was somewhat surprised to see, saying that that April had been the strongest market for the Dow, I think, on average. Not sure if it included other markets in that tally, but if it was the strongest market on average for the Dow, that would also include a number of other candidates. But the point is, we had a particularly strong advance from about the middle of November of 2012, and it started somewhat earlier for some of the markets, and that carried right on through January, before predictably running out of steam. Now, my hope is that this is just going to be a typical for most stock markets, and certainly for the markets that we like most of all. Among individual sectors, the autonomies, is that it will just look like a consolidation, reaction and consolidation, some mean reversion towards the 200-day MAs that would be consistent with a bull market trend. And we have actually been in a bull market trend since 2009. It had a couple of big setbacks in 2010 and 2011. Those reactions were getting smaller last year, and hopefully we'll continue on in that vein. But of course, what I hope for the market is going to go its own way, whether it conforms to that or not. But my reason for hoping that it will be a moderate pause and consolidation is that we have certainly seen an increase in confidence, and not surprising overall. I've discussed this so many times I don't need to review it here again tonight. Could things go wrong? Could we get a somewhat bigger setback? Well, inevitably, that's always a possibility. We've got Wall Street up near its historic highs. We have concern over the Cyprus situation in Europe, and while Cyprus is a small country, nonetheless, it's reminded global investors that Europe is the soft underbelly in terms of many risks, And then we had quite an interesting article, which was produced yesterday in the prominently shown in the New York Times, and which I'm using today as I was away yesterday. And the headline is "State Wrecked: The Corruption of Capitalism in America." And this is written by David Stockman. And not many of us will perhaps remember that name, but he had actually been part of the Reagan administration. He'd been the budget director from 1981 to 1985. You may have seen mention of his book on the same subject, which he called The Great Deformation, The Corruption of Capitalism in America. And he's looking, not surprising, you won't be surprised to hear, he's looking for a much bigger pullback in stock markets. And that's occurring at a time when I felt that we had moved into the second half of this overall reaction and consolidation phase. And that's when you tend to get some of the sharper sell-offs. I disagree with David Stockman's article, and so do most people, but there's a ring of truth to parts of it. And because I've written about it, I won't go on anymore. But in terms of sentiment, it's becoming a little bit more fragile here right now. And I think this overall process is likely to continue. Now, what we saw today is that some of the Asian markets were quite firm. Japan, in particular, the Nikkei 225 was up nearly 3%. I think it'll be hard-pressed to extend that rally tomorrow because the yen it's slipped back to 90, just below 93, 92.99 as I speak, against the U.S. dollar. And that may well lead to some profit-taking along with Wall Street's decline that we've seen here today. More on that in a moment. Among the strong stock markets, which I mentioned a few moments ago, Indonesia, New Zealand, the Philippines, I think they all hit new highs in here today or very close to it. But those are the exceptions. And among the weaker ones recently, China A-shares, also India, and a number of those other Asian markets, including Taiwan and South Korea, they're pulling back from the upper side of their ranges in here. So again, this general sell-off is continuing. And if we look at the European stock markets, they were pretty well all down today, and we had Italy getting a fairly big hit, down over 2.25%, and the Spanish IBEX down 1.8%. But also some hefty hits here today, over 1% declines in the French CAC and also the FTSE 100 index, the Euro stocks 50 down 1.5%. So Europe continuing this overall corrective process. Now, Wall Street, which had been a little bit firmer in the pre-market trading, that didn't last very long. And we had the Dow down 3/4 of a percentage point here today, down just over 111 points. The NASDAQ pulling back 1%, and the S&P similarly, just over 1% declines. Also, the Transportation Index, remember that one, the U.S. Transportation Index? That's the one that had broken to new high ground, well ahead of other U.S. indices. But it's fallen rather sharply in the last two market days, and therefore, having seen it lead on the upside, it's currently leading to the downside here. One of the exceptions in here today was Brazil, which has been really quite weak, but had a reasonable day here, up 1.23%. So how long is this going to go on for? Well, if it's a normal bull market corrective phase for the stronger markets, then I think, in other words, a mean reversion process towards a 200-day moving average, then I think we'll see not consecutive day declines, but more of a backing and filling the way we've been seeing so far. But there's a risk, as I said earlier, that we get a sharper reaction, even if it is only to the 200-day moving averages, as sentiment inevitably deteriorates during a corrective process. Now, the good news is that this will create some buying opportunities in the markets that we actually like. I think I'd give Europe a miss this time around, although on among individual shares, there may well be some candidates as the market pulls back, but anything, I wouldn't touch anything in Europe that isn't an autonomy. And in other words, most of its revenue comes from global and business activities, not just the Eurozone. Now, also here today, we've seen a strong government bond sector generally. And that's typical when stock markets are under a little bit of pressure. For many of these markets, and particularly the U.S. Treasury market, this is all occurring within what's a fairly long-ranging process. In my opinion, that's a probable top area that's actually forming in terms of bond prices. In other words, bond long-dated U.S. government bond yields are actually in an overall basing process. But I've said on many occasions that that's likely to be lengthy for at least two important reasons, and one that the Fed is still a big buyer of U.S. Treasuries, and also because there is still quite a bit of caution among investors generally. And those bond buyers have done so well in terms of their total return. We're talking about a bull market that is certainly an injury time, having risen for over 31 years. But people are reluctant to leave against a background of such previous performance and strength. Now, what we have also seen today is some sharp sell-offs in the commodity markets. And this included the precious metals. Gold is currently down to $1,557 and change. That's down over $18. It did get down to the $1,550 level before closing slightly steadier overall, but it is still in an overall downtrend, and it has been eroding previous support near the range lows. And we've seen silver be similarly weak. It's closed today at $26.94. That's near the lower side of its range as well. Palladium and particularly platinum have held up much better, but both were down sharply here today. Platinum down $40. That's taken it back to $15.34, and I think that actually broke down through its lows of the last 3 weeks or so. So what we can certainly say is that the bull market track has certainly been interrupted for gold and silver and other precious metals. And it's now a matter of how much of a corrective phase do we actually see. We know that there are a number of short positions in the market. We know that there's also the overhang of those bullion funds, and people have been closing positions there, but we still have that big Paulson fund. I think that's the largest one. There's bound to be some selling pressure there. So that's a dead weight over these precious metal markets. And there's a good probability that it will push them somewhat lower. They're oversold currently, and I certainly don't expect a dramatic collapse here, but could gold go down another $100, $150? Yes, indeed. but I think that all the QE that's actually taking place will probably keep it well above the $1,000 level. In other words, I'd be surprised to see the $1,000 level tested. And when people begin to forecast a decline down to those levels, we'll probably be near the next medium-term buying opportunity. But for the foreseeable future, the gold bull market does look to be over. Commodities are generally soft. The industrial sector has been leading to the downside overall. And we saw some sharp reactions today in crude oil. The WTI came down 2.64. That's the U.S. contract, of course. And that's at $94.55. And more importantly, the Brent, which had been quite firm last week, that came down $3.37 here today to $107.32. And the CCI index, that's the cumulative commodity index, also continues its pattern of ranging lower that we've seen in recent months. So there are some disinflationary to deflationary pressures showing up in these markets. Now, in terms of currencies, the dollar remains generally steady. We often see that when stock markets are in a corrective phase, although the dollar index is down a little bit in here today. The Australian dollar is steady within its range at 104.61 against the U.S. currency. I've already mentioned the yen, which is right around 93 yen to the U.S. dollar, a little too firm, I think, for Japan's stock market tomorrow. And the China renminbi is one of the firmer currencies overall. I'd expect a little bit more of this same action here for stock markets, and this may well carry on into May before it's concluded. And on that note, all the best to all of you.